Well, good morning, everyone. This is definitely the biggest crowd we've ever had at Kington Langley, which we've been here a few times. But I want to tell you a story just for a couple of minutes. It comes from Luke chapter 7. And this is a story we're going to be thinking about for the rest of the service. Okay, so I'll just tell the story and then I'll come back later and add a few comments. But it's a story that we find in Luke, and it tells us that Jesus, with his disciples, and there's a great crowd with him, arrived at this little town called Nain. I mean, little town like Kington Langley Little, all right? It was tiny. And he arrived at Nain, and as he got there, he saw that there was a crowd of people already gathered. And this crowd was gathered, you could tell very quickly, for a funeral. So there was a body that was being carried out. And in those days, they didn't have a kind of a closed coffin. The body was laid out on a plank of wood. And they were carrying the body. And Jesus looked and he saw that the mourners, the family of the dead man, was just one person, just one woman. And so he thought about the significance of that. I mean, try to imagine. This is surely the saddest kind of funeral possible. A single lady burying her only son. And so she was coming out following the body on the piece of wood. And Jesus saw the situation. He processed it. He imagined it. He felt compassion, it says. And he went up and he put his hand on the plank of wood. Now, you'd never do that. You'd never touch what we would call a coffin at a funeral if you were Jewish, because that would make you unclean. And so the moment Jesus touched it, everybody stood completely still and silent. And they were watching, like, what is he going to do? Is he crazy? Why did he touch that? And then he looked at the mother and he said to her, "Do not weep." You see, Jesus was feeling this incredible compassion for her. But you don't say that to someone at a funeral, do you? Don't weep. That's not very kind, unless you can do something about it. And so Jesus said, "Do not weep." And then he turned to the young man that was lying there, absolutely, definitely, completely dead. And he said to him, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And at that instant, that young man sat up and he began talking. And the crowd was amazed. They were blown away. It says that they feared God and they glorified God. And they started saying, "Surely this is a great prophet that has come to our town. Surely God has visited his people." And the report started to spread all through, not just that little village, but all through the whole region and right across the country. It would, wouldn't it? If somebody walked up to a funeral and raised the dead person back to life, that would create a stir. And so that's the story, very simple. And that's what we're going to think about a little bit later. We're going to sing a couple more songs, and then there's going to be some activities that we're going to do in our little groups around the room. But all of it is to make us ponder that story. So I've just told it really, really quickly. But I want you to turn on your imagination and try to imagine being there. Try to imagine what that mother was going through, what those villagers were thinking. The more imagining you can do, the better. Let's sing a couple more songs together. All right, thank you. I was going to say youth of today, but that's not always a positive phrase, is it? But thank you for that drama, youth of today. Very much appreciated. It's an amazing story, and I wonder if you were there, if you would have been like the crowd. There was a crowd of people mourning, a crowd of people upset, obviously, but a crowd of people that were amazed. Of course you would. If somebody was raised from the dead, you would be amazed. And so remember what it says in the passage. It says that they feared God and they glorified God. And they said, "Surely a great prophet has come amongst us," or visited us, "and God has visited his people." And they were right, but they weren't right enough. Here's the thing. They kind of understood it, that like what was happening was like when Elijah came or Elisha came, like, here is a man of God. But actually what they were looking at was God the man. And there's a difference. You see, if it was just a man of God coming and doing a miracle, then we would read it today and we would think, "Oh, that's kind of cool. Wish I was there. Where is he today? If only he could be here." But if it is God the man, if this is Jesus demonstrating what God is like, then actually what happens in that story is relevant to us today. I want us to notice two things that Jesus demonstrates. First of all, he shows total, absolute, and perfect compassion. Right? He looked at that woman and he knew what was going on. He knew that this was the loss of her son, who she loved. He knew that this meant no more son to protect her, no more son to provide for her, no hope financially for the future. He knew that this meant there was no more family line continuing on. He knew all of that because he could tell exactly what she needed or what she was hurting from, because God is a God of compassion. And that's a wonderful thing. Not just that a man of God once showed compassion, but that God became man to show us that God has compassion for us. You know what that means? It means that whatever you're facing, whatever difficulties you're going through, no matter how big the circumstances, God knows you. He knows your name. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you fear. He knows what you think your future holds. God has total, absolute, and perfect compassion for us. But there's a second thing in this story that's really important. Not only does he have that total, absolute, perfect compassion for the woman, he also has total, absolute, perfect power to bring her son back to life. I mean, that's a pretty impressive thing, right? I don't think any of us have achieved it. Getting someone from death to life is something that only God can do. It's only God's power that is able to do that. But just think about it. If God is able to defeat death, then what do we need to be afraid of? If God has perfect compassion for us, and if God has perfect power and is able to defeat even death, then actually there's nothing to be afraid of. He knows us, he cares about us, and he is able to care for us. So remember, it wasn't just a story from 2,000 years ago where a man of God showed compassion and power. It's a story that speaks to today because God the man, Jesus, reveals to us what God is like. He reveals to us that he cares. He reveals to us that he is powerful. And actually, you know, as amazing as it is that Jesus raised someone from the dead, that's not the most amazing thing in Luke's gospel. Ultimately, God's total compassion for us sent Jesus to the cross where he chose to die in our place. And so instead of complete compassion and complete power, we get to see God's total, absolute, perfect compassion demonstrated by Jesus laying down all his power, being totally weak and vulnerable on the cross. He died in our place, and then 3 days later, he rose from the dead, not to die again like this young man did eventually, but he rose from the dead to defeat death forever. You see, we've got nothing to be afraid of because the God who raised Jesus from the dead, the God who has compassion for us as demonstrated in Jesus, is the God who is going to raise us from the dead as well. And so just as we can relate maybe to that woman at the funeral, all of us, in a sense, can relate to that young man at that funeral, because every one of us, as things move forward, will probably die eventually at some point, and yet death is not the end. And so that's the hope we have as Christians, that if we trust that God is compassionate and that God is powerful, then he's able not just to do the odd miracle here and there, but he's able to do the ultimate miracle of rescuing even us from death. Isn't that amazing? That's something to shout about. That's something to tell the world about. And that's something for us to think about. If we don't have that certainty that that compassion and that power is aimed directly at me, we need to ponder that and pray about it and talk to people and ask questions and find out whatever it is we need to find out to be able to discover that that is true for me. Jesus is total, absolute, perfect compassion. Jesus is total, absolute, perfect power targeted exactly in your direction. I'm going to hand back to the band in just a second, but let me just pray for us that that pair of truths would be real in our hearts. We've talked about showing love like Jesus to one another. That's not something we're going to generate. That's something that's going to come as we think about him. So let's pray that he would fix that truth into our hearts today. Father, we just want to say a huge, huge thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as you went to that funeral, that you showed such compassion for that dear lady. And Lord, here we are as a group of people, thousands of miles away, thousands of years later, and yet you have that same compassion for us. And that power that was in action that day is the same power that is toward us. And Lord, we thank you that today we can celebrate that even death is not our great enemy anymore. That we've got hope forever, to live forever because of your love, your compassion, because of your power. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you for loving me. Lord, I pray that every one of us here would really think about that. Think about your love and your compassion and your power in the rest of today and in the days ahead. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.